Recently, I was going, but arms round. They have put flowers on the floor, on the ground. And when I'm going on the flowers, there suddenly I remember it could be even glasses, possibility. So I should, well, this could be now my good karma. They're putting flowers. There could be one occasion, glasses could be there. I have heard some monks, some people, they put like that in Sri Lanka.
Out of hatred?
No, some jealousy, some, you know, like a competition of monasteries. Possible that is. Some forest monks going on.
Da ist halt die Gefahr der Identifikation, also Mönche so wie er werden dann hoch verehrt. Dann geht er zum Pilgerpfad und dann gibt es Leute, die die Blumen vor ihn hinwerfen. Nicht? Aber wenn er sich dann identifiziert, sagt, weil ich so gut bin, deswegen werfen sie die Blumen, dann denkt er sich, vielleicht kommen morgen Scherben. Das gibt man manchmal auch, wenn Leute auf bestimmte Mönche zornig sind, dann werfen sie den Scherben hin vor die Füße. Heute Blumen, vielleicht ist darunter auch eine Scherbe. So ist nicht eine Identifikation, ich bin dies oder ich bin das.
So the other thing is important, that this Buddha's teaching, if you one day reading those teachings, it gives you to see this free from conceptualizing. But many scholars today don't practice like that. It's without practice, you will never know. Buddha was, it's not he's making you full of knowledge, he's making you a saint, a pure person and a wise person.
Yeah. Also es geht darum, diese Konzepte von du und ich zu zerbrechen, die uns so viel Leid erzeugen, und davon wird so oft geredet, aber wenn es nicht praktiziert wird, dann werden wir nicht weise. Der Buddha möchte es uns in weise und befreite Menschen machen.
So, this is actually, when you one day happen to read them, you must apply to yourself. And when you apply, you must relax and read, and prepare to let go. And you must... You must come to a point where you're observing the breathing naturally. I'm noticing it. Now I'm talking like this, I'm not noticing it. But when I relax, I'll be noticing it. And feeling some coolness in the forehead. And when you're applying, you must apply to a real situation. It may be someone you're remembering now. Somebody who scolded you, who told you nice things. You name him John or Peter or something, and then remember, it's a mental thought, and that picture Buddha is telling here is only perception, it is consciousness, it's no more. You must tell it to yourself and apply there. Wait until it drops off. When it drops off, you will feel more coolness here, you are relaxing more. So it's application. If you're feeling some pain in the leg that time, apply there. So when you're reading, relax maybe in the bed or somewhere, just read, apply. Not every part of the Buddha's teaching. There are certain parts which explain about the components of experience.
Ja, wenn immer ihr solche Texte lest in den Suten, versucht sie dann auch wirklich anzuwenden. Versucht eure Vision diesen Suten anzugleichen. Wenn der Buddha spricht, dass aus welchen Komponenten die Wirklichkeit besteht, zum Beispiel ihr erinnert euch an eine Person, die euch verletzt hat, dann stellt ihr euch diese Person vor und benennt sie, und dann macht euch bewusst, das ist alles eine Wahrnehmung. Es ist also rein geistig, ist ein geistiger Prozess, der da stattfindet.
If I do a final meditation, any questions? Or you are all now fully perfect? Perfect saints? Or have some questions. You can ask me anything.
Habt ihr irgendwelche Fragen?
Today someone came to me, well, they have coming from Milan, very so crying, okay. Because now for me it's just a picture for me, no problem. And I tell how it is okay, let them, because some people problem they keep, never told out.
I'm not sure that this question is permitted, but how did you realize that you attained Arhat?
No. That's okay, sir. You're a nice one. I never told like that.
At the very beginning, I understood.
No, I told like this. Yeah. It's like this. I said I was going to come to the West or any other country when I have become an Arahant.
Yes.
But I mean, the incidences in the Himalayas made me decide to come before becoming an Arhat.
Ah, okay.
You understand?
Haben Sie das verstanden? Also er hat am Anfang, früher hat er sich vorgenommen, ich bleibe im Himalaya, ich werde so lange meditieren und nicht in die Welt gehen, bis ich nicht Arhat geworden bin, also vollkommen befreit. Aber dann hat er diese Nahtoderfahrung im Himalaya und dann hat er plötzlich gemerkt, gewisse Anhaftungen sind da und ich muss auch noch was geben. Ich muss noch etwas weitergeben und ich darf nicht warten, bis ich selber vollkommen befreit bin.
But I must tell also, there is some destiny, some karma. 3 years ago, I was in the Rishikesh, in the foot hills of, Himalayas. I met one person in the river, this thing, like one sadhu. He told me, when he saw me, he said, Swamiji, when you are 45 years old, you will not have any time to come even to this area.
Das war auch sehr, eine sehr schöne Erfahrung, da ist ihm auch so ein weiser Mann, man sagt der Sadhu, dazu in Indien, in der Gegend am Fuße des Himalaya-Gebirges entgegengekommen und hat ihm gesagt, pass auf, wenn du 45 Jahre bist, und genau das ist er jetzt, dann wirst du keine Zeit mehr haben, hierher zu kommen. Genau das hat sich verwirklicht.
And it's very true. I can't imagine myself being so busy.
Ich hätte mir nie vorstellen können, dass ich so beschäftigt sein werde, weil jetzt eine Tour macht, herumfährt.
So, I can see some, even this Bhante, it was very, many stories with him I had, and he actually, one time asked me, have you got invitation? Are you going? Have you come? Are you going to this country? And I was a young monk.
Ja. Da war es ihm auch etwas bei ihm, dass der irgendwie das geahnt haben muss, weil er schon manchmal gefragt hat, hast du jetzt dann eine Einladung in den Westen zu gehen? Hast du nicht? Nein. Ich sage, das hat er vor 10 Jahren, hat er schon manchmal so, war es ihm so, eigentlich, du müsstest eigentlich gehen. Und erst jetzt ist aber, hat sich's verwirklicht.
And many monks, he tell, don't go any country, you go jungle, go, keep away.
Das ist ganz interessant, weil er war immer eher streng gesagt, geh in kein anderes Land, geh in den Dschungel, geh meditieren. Und zu ihm hat er was anderes gesagt.
This recording, go. Very surprised everybody, because I also don't believe him. But when many situations come, I decide on this.
Ja, also ich habe ihn damals auch nicht bloß blind geglaubt, aber wie es sich so gefühlt habe, habe ich das selber entschieden und jetzt verstehe ich, dass er recht gehabt hat.
And because now I see, if I die now, I'm at peace.
Also ich denke, wenn ich jetzt sterben würde, dann wäre ich wirklich im Frieden.
Because each one has different solution. For everybody is not the same way.
Ja, das also jeder hat eine unterschiedliche Lösung für seinen Weg. Es ist nicht für jeden die gleiche Lösung.
And I tell 2-3 stories. It's very good then, because it's only ideas. Everything that will happen to you is for your good. You know about that? If your intentions are pure. Do you know about the king and one minister?
Wenn eure Absicht gut ist, dann was immer euch zustößt, es wird gut für euch sein.
This king, he goes on one particular the one day in the morning, he was using his sword and mistakenly he hit his finger and there was a cut.
Eines Tages hat ein König sein Schwert benutzt und aus einer Bewegung seinen Finger angeschnitten.
And in India you have like, if you have something like that, you look at, you know the story? No. Okay. I don't want to tell what you know. Then, so what happened? Then he asked this minister, normally they have, what is the today, one good luck or bad luck?
In Indien war das also so üblich, dass man fragt dann so nach den Sternen oder habe ich ein gutes Glück oder ein gutes Zeichen oder ein schlechtes Zeichen. Dann fragt der Minister, was bedeutet das jetzt?
Then he said, everything happens to your good sire.
Dann sagt der Minister, alles, was dir zustößt, hat einen positiven Wert.
Then he said, well, you are mad. You are minister, you should tell me all this. You have no knowledge, you should give me proper advice. And he told the guards to put him in the dungeon.
in the
dungeon in the
prison. Ja, dann sagt er, du Tor, was sagst du? Du musst mir da genaue Auskunft geben, was ist gut und was ist schlecht, also Horoskop. Und du verstehst gar nichts und schickt ihn und lass ihn einsperren.
And then he was put in dungeon. And one day the king was going on a hunting trip.
Und dann geht er eines Tages geht der König auf also Jagd.
And he was following a hunt and he, you know, he got lost from his main retinue.
Und er verlor seine Gefolgschaft. Er hat sich irgendwie verirrt, ja, indem er ein Tier nachgelaufen ist.
He was caught by some aborigines or the local, you know, like forest people.
Und so Ureinwohner, Waldureinwohner haben ihn dann gefangen genommen.
They were doing a sacrifice, like a, you know, nature sacrifice, and there was human sacrifice, you know.
Yes. Und die machten auch Menschenopfer. Die brauchten einen Menschen für einen Menschenopfer.
Nein, I tell another.
Okay,
I tell another one which you don't know. Then what happened? Then you know, they were this human sacrifice. They took this person, and then they were going to sacrifice him. And he can't speak that language, so he just had to wait.
Und dann waren sie dabei, diesen König einfach als Menschenopfer darzubringen. Er verstand ihre Sprache nicht. Er konnte nicht mehr mit ihnen diskutieren.
And his clothes all were removed, and they first their priest have to look any should be all perfect body.
Ah, und dann haben sie ihm die Kleider alle abgenommen, und der Priester hatte die auch. Gab zu untersuchen, ob der Körper wohl makellos war.
And when he looked at the body, they saw the cut.
Aber dann fand er diese Wunde da am Finger.
And they thought, oh, this is not a good sacrifice.
Und er sagte, na, dann können wir nicht aufopfern, wenn er.
He was sent away.
Und senden ihn weg.
And then he somehow found his way to the palace.
Und irgendwie kam er dann wieder zum Palast zurück.
He said, surely this cut saved me.
Und dieser Schnitt hat mich gerettet.
So he told to quickly bring the minister. He okay, he's right somewhere.
Und dann ließ er den Minister aus dem Gefängnis holen.
And when the minister was brought, he said, well, you're right. This saved me. This happened to me. But what could happen to you? These 10 days, you were in the dungeon. Then he said.
Dann sagte er, okay, für mich hast du ja recht gehabt. Tatsächlich hat mich dieser Schnitt gerettet. Aber was hätte dir zustoßen können? Du warst im Gefängnis.
Then he said that, well, normally I never leave you alone. I would have also gone with you.
Also sagt, ja, normalerweise, ich verlasse dich ja nie, ich wäre mit dir gegangen.
And they would have checked my body too.
Dann hätten sie meinen Körper untersucht.
And then I'm quite okay.
Mein Körper ist unversehrt.
I would have been sacrificed.
Hätten sie mich
But this is very another interesting one, I must tell you. You know a little bit of it, I guess. This is about one surgeon in Bangalore, in South India, who to pass his MBBS, he failed 4 times.
MBBS is a master. Yeah,
doctor, to become a doctor.
Yeah, da war es ein Chirurg, der für das Endexamen also 4-mal durchfiel.
Plus Medizinprüfung.
Medizin. Doctor of Medicine.
Yeah.
And he failed 4 times. So he actually, he's the one who made this, you know, the technique to separate the for diabetes, you know, the operation, the nerve. Normally they cut that nerve and the patient die. He invented a technique to separate that nerve so that the operation is done without, you know, that danger.
Und er hatte eine Technik erfunden, einen bestimmten Nerven zu trennen für im Fall von Diabeteskranken, ohne dass die sterben müssen.
So he failed MBBS 4 times.
Aber 4-mal fiel er bei dem Examen durch.
So if you fail again and again, if you pass immediately, it may be some luck or something. You never master that subject. But you fail a lot, then you're going to be a master of that.
If you study and study and study again.
Yeah, you fail, something comes, it polishes you. It makes you a genius.
Yes. Dadurch, dass du immer wieder also in einer bestimmten Schwierigkeit versagst, musst du mehr und mehr und mehr dich damit befassen.
In English they say failures are the pillars of success.
Yeah, this my mother used to tell all these things. So now any question about your failures or success? Anything you want to ask?
So I...
You had a question.
Oh, okay. It is about theory and practices. I think lots of us studied lots of books and so on, and even if we understand in thinking and so, it is a big distance to practice and to realize all this. As you told us about this addiction, or these addictions to something that is coming from our senses and so on, and it is difficult to find the key to say, oh yeah, now I get rid of all this.
It is a gradual process. Mm-hmm. So there are techniques given by the Buddha which we have to make it practical. Now say you're going the street. So one thing is we have normally the monkey mind. So I can look at you like, I see you like this, full detail. But I can look at you like this. You can see me? Do I look focused? Do I look focused? No focus.
No focus.
Now? Focus. This no focus is important with the senses. Mm-hmm. When you're going in busy area, so this is some of the practices we have to learn so that the impressions don't come in. So we learn to, this is a call, there are like four practices Buddha gives. Now they are told in the sutras, not in detail. So this is one of the practices to develop the mind. So you screen what you're seeing, hearing. And the other one is, you get tired and go to one place. You learn to relax and go.
To keep it flow.
Flow, like flow means flow with your mind, not with the crowd.
Yeah.
So normally I find very nice this lady who came today from far away, Milan. They practice this now. Now she thinks going to the train, how I am going, like in holiday. Do I worry about getting into train? Like that she's now trying, very good. I mean, I'm surprised. She tell me this, I mean, that this is basic, simple practices. Mm-hmm. You learn to relax and or start 5-10 minutes early and watch your mental peace, how it is growing, and doing the practice according to that. You can have your guru inside you when you begin to notice your mental, what you're feeling. Not just, you know, just seeing how am I feeling better like this or like that. Like that, checking yourself. So when you're driving, I told you in Australia, they told me how Bhante to meditate while meditate, doing the work. So I immediately touched his head while he's going driving. And luckily no policeman looking at us. Otherwise they think maybe hijack or something. I'll hold him like this. And I told him, just relax, watch what you're seeing. Feel the seat. And feel you breathing. Just hold the steering. And he was holding steering wheel like that. Slowly relax. The simple thing that makes big difference, where the tension is reduced. I will show one thing where I check whether you are tension or no. You go to the end of the program and do this. Where you will master this in practice. Where you find even physically how to relax, very important. And also the teachings you read is very important to apply to your actual life. Not all the past. Buddha talks about the five skandhas, how we are made up of body and the factors in consciousness, feeling, perception and so on. I will just explain that very quickly. He talks about the consciousness, the Buddha. Like you have you and me, these are just material objects. Suddenly it says something happen. That is I consciousness. This is fast forward, I'm slow motion, I'm talking. Something happen. there is something in the mind, then there's a feeling in that